that's what yesterday trying to deal with Blake's problem.
Let's say a muscle. This is a simple example. The person says, the person is honest, and the woman says,
That's his parasha. He's not allowed to have a divorce. Let's say he goes there and he violates that. If he goes there, he's an honest woman, he's able to force something out of her, then he goes there and gives her a get anyway. He's a get chal now. So the chorid actually tells him, according to the Mayim Rav, the chorid Rav gets that chal, because the Torah says, Vayuchel Shalcha. So even though you handed her a piece of paper, you lose your chal. He did, it wasn't his choice, it wasn't chal he did. And according to the Mayim, here you go. According to the Mayim, I'm looking for the money of it. What chal for the chayyim? That should be enough kavina. That's like a good, a prime example, a good illustration of the kavina between the chayyim and the rabbi. In the end, the gemara says, "Well, it's not necessarily true. Maybe there are some that shed some light in this case. Maybe it's different." Then the gemara tries to emphasize in other cases to try to see what should have been big. I violated what the Torah says, so should I did be chal or not? That's just an example of what doesn't talk about. If I shut the animal on Shabbos, so should be treated be kosher or not? So on the one hand, I did something that was wrong. I did it not very. So according to Rava, the it should be called the Yom Kippur 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 and end up with very, very little meat left in terms of nafkamina in the machalik of the Mayan Rebbe. But it's a very, very important thing, it's a very famous thing in Shas. The Gemara goes through 30 different cases to try to show what would a Mayan Rebbe say about each one of these cases. But now I'm going to have the introduction. So now we get to today's discussion. Coming to tomorrow, and yes, the following question. Comes to Gemara and says, according to Rebbe, the person violates his Eva. He steals something. And now he goes and he's Mashani. There's a Shini on there. Shnei the Mishnah, I believe when he did the son came with the Shalom Shem of the Eva. In effect, the Mishnah says that she is Taina. Back to Gemara, according to Rabba, how could the people that she is Taina? How can you talk about that she is Taina? Why don't we say, for Nilsa the Amar HaKamana with Sabbath, the other is like the Hanim. How can she be declared a gezeila? You know what he's saying? Since the aloha is makia, whatever you did, since whatever you did was done by Yisr, you had no right to steal the object, you had no right to turn the object into furniture. So you're making the object into furniture? Well, it's normally how it didn't happen. I don't know how did it become furniture? It's not furniture. It's just wood, it's not a shtender or a roller. So Milsa Dera Chavana will stab it. Well, the honey, come on the lace, you didn't do a nice machine on it. Rabba Zoyas, according to Rabba, how could it be Avocha of Shinid Tony Ben Gizayim? That should be a violation of the cloud of Kondos of Yom HaChman and Lassav and Yom HaMahayim. That's the first question. What is going to answer that question? I'm going to answer this. What is going to answer by saying? Who's there? What is going to answer that question? Rabba, comes to Gemara, Gzayas HaKos of Asher Gozal. What's the Gemara saying? Same way that we have half a dozen other kashas against Rava, half a dozen other applications where we should have plugged in Rava's din and come to a different conclusion, comes in one and says, no, this is the Yaitin Rishon. Comes in one and says, the Ikaro, in theory, Rava's plow should have been revolved on the din of Shinik Kaida Begazela. We shouldn't have had Shinik Kaida Begazela. It doesn't make any sense. So, Milsa Yabra Kromo Sabin, Yabra no Mahari. So now comes the money of Sinet Kasha. What's the name of this Kasha? I, according to Abaye, who holds Rabat, holds that the Ovid Mahani. So what do you need Asher Gozal for? It's Poshra that she is going there. And for the Gemari Taka, right? According to Abaye, Asher Gozal teaches me something else. What does he teach me? Al Gezeila, in Moshiach Chomesh, we ain't Moshiach Chomesh, I'll get all of it. But this is how often we see the end of it later. If a guy steals something, and he steals something and then he dies, and then his son's worth falsely, and then his son is worth it, so then it's work that you don't pay Chomesh to get all of it. You don't pay Chomesh to get all of it. Hard work and then it's tucked away in the end of it later, according to Abai. But Abai doesn't need the Pasuk of Asher Gozal to teach you that she needs to say that. Because Abai holds, but also the Abba Chamada, what's the apparent problem with this Gemara by saying? Put the Gemara in the memory papers, right? That's what I'm saying. You read the Gemara. You should stop the Gemara. What's the problem? What's the problem? The Gemara is 4 According to Rava, Yabi Lavahani, so they're asking me the posse. According to Bayi Navi, the posse, therefore, you see something else. And everyone goes home happy. What's the problem? According to Bayi, I mean, it's what's the problem? So I changed it into furniture. So what's the moment of that shimmy credit? According to Abai and Robert, I mean, my question is whether the Isha Shimmy is Khan or Shimmy is Khan. According to Robert, the Shimmy is not Khan, according to the Shimmy is Khan. And Zol Zor, the Shimmy is Khan. Good, great, fantastic, big script, the Shimmy is Khan. Who says the Shimmy is Khan? What? From where? Who, what, where did it come from? Where did it come from, that Shimmy is Khan? So says the answer the secret of the Gemara is obvious. So answer the Gemara lies in place of Kasha. There was a pre-existing din that Shimi is kind. Everybody knows that Shimi is kind. Everybody except for who? There's only one group of people who didn't know that Shimi is kind. Who was that? The Tamid Beshama. The Tamid Beshama already knew that Shimi is kind for hundreds of years. That ended from one parasha, from the parasha of Esben Zayda. Esben Zayda teaches us, hey, Ramai Shimi, the story that you say is of Esther Zoyna is teaching us the halacha that she is physically a different type. The reason why Nelson Chita the son Zoyna doesn't have a shame Esther on it is because it's a different type. That's the story that did of Shimi Kaya. That's the story that did of the story of Esther Zoyna. Esther Esther Zoyna. That should have carried over to Kala Terekuba, like they said. Not a din prop, it should be a din quality. Comes the Gemara Tzemura now, but wait a second. We have a fundamental problem in extending the halacha by Esther, the din of Shimi Kaneh by Gezela, not because fundamentally that they're different, not because that there's any real difference between the din of Shimi by Esther and the din of Shimi by Gezela. There is an external problem by, the din, by applying Shimi Kaneh to Gezela. What's the external problem? Is that the Shimi wasn't done because Kamiyot and Yom Rahman was founded, the Avid Lemahani, there never was a Shimi here. So comes the Gemara Tzibur and is now assuming that you learned the Makam and Sadat Bab already. Gemara's assuming you know the Dev of Esther is doing that. Gemara's assuming you know already Shimi's Beit Hillel. There's a concept that Shimi is a different Chayfet. Now the Gemara is attempting to plug in that concept of Shimi being a different Chayfet. How does that play out in terms of Gezela? The company of the Gemara says, good, Zil Zayin, the Shimi is in the Nezeket, but the Shimi wasn't mitzvah, the Shimi wasn't chal, it never really happened according to the Brava. It's called Milsa Gemra Chavon Lusami, Yom Yom Nehani. The Kondra says, this is an exception to the rule of Yom Yom Nehani. That's the necessity for the Gezera Sakosa of Asher Gozal. According to Rava, Asher Gozal doesn't teach me that Shimi is Kleiner. Shimi Kaneh, we know already. We know that from Kesha's Migration. We know that from Barsha's Tzayt, and that's from Zayda. Asher Gozal teaches me not to misapply the rule of Kamilsa, the other Chorah, the other Mosabit, the other Mosabit, the other Mahani, not to apply the image of the cross of Asher Gozal, that tells me that cloud doesn't apply. Comes in front of death, and according to Abaye, who never accepted that rule, who doesn't to that principle, according to Abaye, you don't need Pusik to tell me the cloud doesn't apply, the cloud doesn't exist according to Abaye. So according to Abaye, what's the mock of the Chimis Kaina? That's the same as it was according to Rava. So Tom, what do you do with Asher Gozal according to Abaye? That's the worst cash. In K, what is that? You guys are next to with the
we're dating in terms of temperature this year, we're losing in terms of
So according to Abaye, we already know the din that Shimi is kind. That we know from Gabshtei and the same as Rabbi do. And Abaye doesn't need Asher Gozal because Abaye doesn't subscribe to the cloud of Kamil Sadiyam Rachamana, the Abi Lomahani. So the Maid of the Gemara says, according to Abaye, what's that look up? According to Abaye, Gezel, Asher Gozal teaches me something else. Zaylo Mashikai 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 Mashikai. So at the end of the day, says the study, there are two sukkah which are teaching me two different things. One talk is teaching me the basic game of Shimi Kaneh, that's not the alphabetical Kaneh. And the second talk is telling me that don't think that you can't apply the din of Shimi Kaneh to Gezeh, because of Kamil Sadeh Mechor, etc. Kamash Malon, this is an exception to the reason. So far, it's like it says Kralach. Sounds good. Let's cash it and say Kralach. now the machlokes between the others is there just a chasam asher gavu or not? So all those amarim are assuming like rova that kolus them from the sabin lamahani. So now the question is, does this suggest a question to spin up? So some amarim should be answered. No, they're not arguing the tools. What's the obvious cash point of the case?
The issue that we're talking about, even if you have, even if
you're arguing, now makes a statement of something that we've been assuming to be true. He was quoting it for a while, but after we see that inside, I'm a rabbi, I have a problem with Allah. The Shiva is kind of Kibo to Nina. Shiva is a rabbi kind of. The Prophet of Kibo is a traditional. doesn't apply. The Dinushi Mikoda means that the mitzvah in the Sinus Meshit again doesn't apply either. Shini Koda is a Havkor from the original Shema, the original Chayfet, and all in our Pimiyas and Mitzvah happened that used to exist, no longer exist. It's Pan Chadash as well again. Yesh and Jacob, she knows of it, she was entity, the object, whatever happened previously is going to have to lay so. So according to the Shini Sephesis, Rashi's again is a perfect example of Shini Koda. But according to the Sefer Yerachim, that Shini Koda doesn't apply in the realm of Mr. Hector, Shini Koda is just a din of Reish Mishpa, so Tachi, you have to stop and scratch your head for a minute and say, what does the Gemara mean that the din of Reish Nagez is an illustration of the principle of Shini Koda, not in Reish Nagez, they pull to Zayla. What's the connection between the two? Reish Nagez, I'm Mitzvah Mesina, so I have a Mitzvah Mesina, the Mitzvah Mesina is Chal on me, so I should have to perform a Mitzvah, even if the Chayfetz is a different Chayfetz. So how could the Gemara commit the Mishnah Chulah that says, well, history of the Lord should tell me Potter, having anything in the world to do with Shini Koda? What's the answer to that dilemma? The answer is Potter, that Reish Nagez is not just the Mitzvah of the Alma, the Reish Nagez is the Mitzvah of the Imamnes, and the Mitzvah of the Sina is the kind of certain Chusim of the Imamnes. So in a certain, esoteric sense, the Koda really owns the Reish Nagez. And when I go ahead and I take the Reish Nagez and I die, and what did I do? I stole it from him. I'm a Gazlan. Oh, you're a Gazlan? Now we can talk about the Pasha of Shini Koda. So the definition of the Mishnah is probably possible. What does that mean? So that to you, I stole the Reish Nagez from the Koda and I died it. So his mother goes away to the son Caleb. I made a Shini Koda. So when I'm Koda, it looks Gazela. Koda in this quadrant, Gazela will tell. This is also Shini Gazela. Was up to take the Rosh of Azroi, and that's true. But the reason why the Hispic Mitzvah should probably sponsor is because that the Din Gazela, but then the Rambam Lurus, if I was just happy to be doing something, I wasn't planning on being a Gazlan, I don't want to steal, I made a mistake, and I threw it into the die with the rest of my world, but I didn't mean to be going there. What even Shini Koda? Shini Koda is when I'm a Din Gazlan, when I'm a Pobre Gazlan, I'm a Din Gazlan, so if I'm just happy to be a Gazlan, and then I go ahead and I'm a Kavan and I'm a Shadi, so then Shini Koda. So it's up to Rosh, it only makes sense. Kavanas Gazela. According to the Rambam, this is not a good Kavanas Gazela. This is zero to do the Gazela. The guy's a very nice guy. He's very strong. He's showing fairness. So he's not a bad guy. He just made a mistake. He threw all the wool together into the same guy. So left the Rambam, it doesn't matter what his Kavanah was. Even if he wasn't, didn't mean to be going though. Alpha Michael, he's part of the Mitzvah against because it's not the Reish against anymore. The fun for the Shabbatan. It's a new chapter. The mitzvah is to give Reish Nagez to the Kohen. The mitzvah is not to give Tide Reish Nagez to the Kohen. What's the Tide? It's going to be a different kind of shame. So the Chayyim, the Machlaikis, takes a Rosh against the Rambam. It's just simply a restating of the Machlaikis, takes us in the Arayim. How do you understand Shini Koda? At the end of the day, Shini Koda did limit it to Gazela. You have to go with the parameters of Gazela, like the Arayim and the Tide Rosh. Or Shini Koda did a Kotarakula, where the nature of Allah is whatever the original mitzvah was, the original mitzvah was no longer exists. I think the sheet that I'm looking like the balance sheet that I should forget. What's Rashi? This phrase of the Gemara, these two lines of the Gemara. The Gemara gives two examples that Shini is telling you, two Mishnayas. The one could have been the diet for that Shini is telling you. One Mishnah is the Mishnah that it relates to. The second is Lahispik Lutzalash and Subic Bumper. Rashi already is sensitive to the fact that although both of these Mishnayot are serving the Gemara's purpose as illustration for the principle of Shini Koda, there's a very, very big difference between the two. What's the difference between the two? There's an obvious glaring difference between the two. What's the difference between the two? How can the Gemara call these as two examples, two illustrations of Shini Koda that convert the Mitzvah and Virus from one another? What's the difference? Not only who he's stealing, but even more practical.
He's actually stealing.
No, even more than that. You guys too long this.
Is that your mistake?
What?
Is that your mistake?
No, guys, tachas. 1,000 cents, guys.
He's changing his form.
There are differences, a lot of differences between the two. But whenever you have over two cases, and you want to highlight a difference, you have to highlight what's the critical difference. And the basic difference from 9 to the two cases is just the worst. I'm going to lay to the son Caleb, seven best son begot him. What's the next words? Bishal and Kishati Gazela. In the other case, it says, what's the Zilach and Saba? What's the next word? Potter and Bishal and Kishati Gazela. Synonyms, Rubai says. They mean the same thing? They don't conjure up very, very different images? Peshat Peshat, the Gezeila means that you don't have to return the object that you sold, but what do you have to do? You have to take cash. You have to take a bag. You have to take a bag. What does Pasha mean? What does it mean you lost cash free? You don't have to do anything.
Pasha means you're exempt.
You do not have to pay anybody money for the rich that you have to install.
Comes Rashi to flee the second. Why do you do this? Both of these Mishnahs are trying to express the same Yisoid that Shini is Kaida. So the Chayra, the din should be, when Shini is Kaida, what should happen? Either Shini Kaida should be that you pop the gun, but you don't even have to pay the cash. That could be what Shini Kaida means. Or Shini Kaida should mean that you have to keep the cash and you have to pay the cash. How come there's a discrepancy between the two? After the first Mishnah, so the comment, the Shalom Kishab is there, no? Whereas the second Mishnah is called to the Gavin. That's the problem that Rashi has to deal with. So before you can begin to deal with that problem, why the discrepancy between the two? Which is the rule, which is the exception to the rule? Which is the one that's called Veer? Which one has to be explained? What should the din be? What do you think the din should be?
I have a case of Shini Kurdis. So I get started, again, if I don't have to return the object. You think you should have to pay the value, or should you say, tough luck, Shini Kurdis?
What should the din be?
What? I don't know, that's what the din should be. It comes Rashi and says, well, you gotta try to figure out what the din should be. That's our job, keep it from our hands up. It comes Rashi and says, well, you all know, everybody knows, you learn about cows, you never learn chulas. The odds are you probably learned about cows before you learn chulas. Properly true. But he got the red lights in the physics though. Maybe you learned smicha before, but he learned to speak in the rish together either. So the odds are that sometime you're learning Korea, you learn that red lights before you learn rish together. So Kabir Asher says, everybody starts off with the perception that Shini Kaida just means you don't have to return the object, but if Adam and Adam, you have to pay anyway. Mishan Kishat is there. So Rashi says, that's the stopping point. Mishan Kishat is there. So Rashi fails to address what issue? The basic question, why is it true? Forget about Arab Kabir right now. Forget about the Chash. Forget about that whole discussion. Learn the mission that goes to Lakeham. Learn the Lakeham of Son Kam. Mishan Kishat is there. Talk to Gnar Al-Mashin is there. Shini Kaida is a Dindya Rai. They should say, they should go out and get the object. Why is the cash for? What is it? Why is that thing true? You have to pay cash. That's clearly the din. That's clearly the starting point. We're going to have to work on why is Rishna get different. But why is that the starting point? Why is it true?
Whatever happens in the region of Bala, in the natural.
That was Shini Kaida. Give this money, but if I don't give the object, you have to pay the shulman. But the Tashlumin of the Rosh is not a key of the Tnei Atzma. The Tashlumin is not a separate Mitzvah. The Tashlumin is not based on a separate Parsha. It's a fulfillment of the Nisid Yerayish and the Heishim of the Gezela. Put into our terms, and we're more familiar with the Yeshivas, what's the Rosh really telling us? That when a person steals something, the Torah is matal on him, a Mitzvah of the Heishim of the Gezela, there are two halachas that the Torah is matal on him. Within the Mitzvah of the Gezela, there's a double key, there's a double Mitzvah of the Heishim of the Gezela. There's a mitzvah on the chepta, and there's a mitzvah on the gabra. The chepta has to be returned. The mitzvah will tell us on the chepta that I have to now ask it, I have to make sure, I have to make certain that the chepta makes it back to its rightful owner. That's the heishiv that hakzera vis-a-vis the chepta. In addition to the din that the chepta is tohen hakzera, I as a gabra have to fulfill hashava. I have a mitzvah to put on film, I have a mitzvah to be a shaykh, I have a mitzvah to be a plaza. But if I stole something, it's not a kind of mitzvah I should try to fulfill. We like to try to fulfill all 630 mitzvahs, and there's no great mitzvah to do that. There's some mitzvahs that you're not supposed to do. There's no great mitzvah to give a gift to your wife, just to fulfill the mitzvah of the shulchan rebeitai. So this is the mitzvah that Torah doesn't want you to fulfill. But if you go ahead and you stole, then the Torah attacks the one seal of the Torah, the mitzvah of gabra. You as a gabra, call on you as mitzvah sashavas in the day long. Comes the Rosh and says there are two halachas in the nation. The din of the chepta is told as hashava, and the din of the gabra have to be meisha. Shimi kind of means that this chepes is not someone hashava. It's not someone hashava. You know why? Because it's not the same chepes anymore. How could you possibly say that this chepes, I stole wood and now it's a shtendeholder? So how could you say that this shtendeholder is chayav in hashava? How could you say that this chepes is told hashava? So therefore I get to keep the chayfas. However, just because I get to keep the chayfas doesn't mean that I don't have a mitzvah hashava on the gabra. How do I do hashava on the gabra? Well, the mitzvah gabra that doesn't relate to the chayfas, the mitzvah gabra is to make due to the nitzel that he shouldn't have a loss in his pocket. He shouldn't have a hole in his pocket anymore. So then I want to, I can bring back to shtender, that's a nice way of doing it, but if I don't want to do that, so then the third is not wanting me to do that, I can take the money out of my pocket, and make sure the sale should go well, and go back as long as Shabbat and Shabbat and Gezela. That's what the Rosh Hashit is, quite a chiddush in the Rosh. So we've been talking about the last 2 weeks about Kam Shem Ekoina and his Mafkiya that is the Mitzvah Hashavah, not true is Mafkiya Rosh. It's only Mafkiya here for story, not Mafkiya the Mitzvah the Gavra. Who disagrees with this Rosh? The Rambam disagrees with the Rosh. What's the Rambam say? It comes to the Rambam in the context of the Rambam is the Gemara Masechet Matnas. The Gemara Masechet Matnas tells us that a person who steals something is not chayav malchus, as a chayav shechayav malchus, he violated the law. Klal is the halacha is anytime you violate the law, if it's dumi the law, the chasima, if it's similar to the law, like muzzling an animal, then you chayav malchus. So any time you do a lav, any time it's a lav, she used to deny, you say she's a chayim alpha. It comes to the mind as well, but it's a lav, and it's a clear say, then you're not chayim alpha. With the type of a lav, the player says, well, if you violate this lav, do something to repair the lav, do a bit to put the stock in the lav. So then the player says, then the mission says, lav, and we ask, ain't like it alone. Like, so tell me, we talk, ain't like it alone. So comes to the mind, not that he says, that's the reason why, if I steal an object, it's not chayim alpha. Because it's a lav, and it's a clear say, other Haitian is like the Zayla. So fret the Gemara, what if I steal an object, and now the object gets shimmy takes place, and now I don't return the object itself, so it's no more within the Liyasei, so it's Haresh, because I'm obviously singing well within the Liyasei, it's a hard singing market, but it comes out, at least according to some permutations of the Sugya, the Lava within the Liyasei means that you have to look at each case and see, if it's still within the Liyasei, it's not within the Liyasei, if it's no more within the Liyasei, so it could be a movie subject to the Malachim. So it comes to the Gemara here, other zoyim, so if I steal an object and I'm mishana it, I should be chayav malchus because it's a lava nitzeh liyaseh. Except the Gemara, no, it's no longer a lava nitzeh liyaseh. Except the Gemara, no, you don't get malchus. You know why? Because you still have to pay the cash. That's what the Gemara says. So therefore you don't get malchus. So what does that mean, you still have to pay the cash? So which great Rishon read that Gemara and said, oh, this is the Yisrael, it's my Kiddush. The Rosh is the one that Gemara, the Baal Dibi Yisrael. The Rosh said that when Fandor, the fact that the Gemara is going down on the Lava Nitikli Essay, and saying that don't think that when you have a sheep noise, that that's no more for Lava Nitikli Essay, that was Kasha the Gemara, because the Gemara thought it was Kasha that the divination of Zayla was talk of the Gambia when there was a sheep noise. The Gemara didn't realize there was a Briska Boy, that there was a Din of the Gambia, that there was a Chet, so it was not full of the Kasha that the bitch of the Shabbos and the Zayel is just a bit on the Chavtza. Once you do the Shino, it's not Ice Mitzvah. Once the Ice Mitzvah, once the Mitzvah is over, you should be Chayim Ma'afah, because there's no more Nitzvah we have today. So after the Gemara's conclusion is, no, that's not true, that it's still Nitzvah with Tashlum, and you still have to pay the cash. Call it the Blood of the Shabbos and the Zayel. Call it the Zayel and the Shabbos and the Zayel. Once you say that the Dinta Shlumen, the nature that Dinta Shlumen is a Kiyam in Hashava, it's a Kiyam at least, albeit from the vantage point of the Gavra, and that's still included in the mitzvah of Shmizek Azela. So the Mela is still called a Lamed that we had. The Rosh Rebbe Kamar Mamash Kipshuto, perfect, beautiful, reads like a charm. Dr. Rambam in the Sanhedrin, he quoted that Gemara and says, you know why you don't see that kind of malchus when you steal something? Because the Rambam included in the mitzvah of that Shmizek Azela. And then says the Rambam, and what about if you did a shinoi? Says the Rambam, well, there's a different klal. There's a new klal that in order to be chay malchus, it can't be a lav hanita litashmumin. That's a different klal. The Rambam lists that off in the Sanhedrin as a different precondition in order to be chay malchus. In order to be chay malchus, it has to be a lav, it has to be a lav sheish benaisen, it has to be a lav shein anita litashmumin benaisen, and it has to be a lav which is not a lav hanita liyasei, and it has to be a lav which is not nita litashmumin. According to the Rosh, there is no second tradition called Lava Nitzel Litashlumen. It's a figment of the Rambam's imagination. Where did the Rambam get it from? The Rambam read it in the Gemara Matthew. The Gemara, the Rambam swore, but the Gemara is saying it like this, that there are 12 also second Tati from Malchus. Lava Nitzel Yaseh is Tati from Malchus, and Lava Nitzel Litashlumen is Tati from Malchus. This Tashlumen, according to the Rambam, for after Shinoi, has nothing to do with Eishmas and Gezela. Eishmas and Gezela is over, finished, Gemarno. There's a different chiyuv. I'm going to link to Mishal and Mishal. The veil is not the first Shabbos of the day. I'm certain the veil is long gone. There's a new chiyuv, a separate independent chiyuv called Hashmumis of Gezela. Where the world that comes from is a very good question. There is a Bosnian of Chumash that speaks by Gezela of Shila Maisei Bereshai. Maybe that's the Mokha for it. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Unclear what the Mokha is. But according to the Rambam, there's a separate halacha besides the Shabbos of Gezela called Hashmumis for Gezela. And there's this new cloud, and this mouth is called Lav Hadikul Tashmum and Ein Loikin Olam. So Beila Rabba, Beila Rosh, how long do you have to pay? If the mice, the person stole something that does a shinui, you have to say, everybody agrees, there's your Mishnah. So there's a lot of Mishnah, you can't argue with the Mishnah. But according to the Rabba, the Rosh is what's the nature of that Tashmum. What's the Rosh, the nature of the Tashmum is to deter it as Shabbat and Gezela. But the Rambam, the nature of the Tashlum is because Tashlum has nothing to do with the Shabbos Ekitele. The basic fundamental machlok is Rambam and Rosh. We're getting back to Agamara. So comes the Gemara and says, we have two Mishnah. Where the Rosh is on the team in Sengra. Can I put a number comes from? Again, going back to that, we're not going to be not going to round up the Rosh. We're just going to be good. So come to the Lord and says that should be kind of people's Mina, the Mishnah, the Shalom, the Shalom, the Shalom, that's the starting point. And if you have to make a Shalom, the Rosh to the Israel, and the Rosh to the Israel. So now comes Rosh and says, Abba Zoi, why when it comes to Rashi's again, is that not the case? Why by Rashi's again, do we say, well, if the Gizmah Rosh is so big, why are you fucking with God? Why don't we say, he says, we just have to pay the Kohen the value of the Rishis again. That's the kasha. No matter how you slice it, you know, like the Rambam or the Rosh, the Maisa, the din of the Mishpik Dibulash at Sovet Potter is different from the first example, the first illustration, the very late of the son Caleb, the Shalom Kishat. So who's the first to tackle this discrepancy? Not on this mission. On this mission, I mean, over here, who's the first? And I say, yeah, Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, no, Rebecca, Rashi says, why is it that you bought this over? Let me come to him. Rashi, the moment she ain't like typing. Rashi says, he doesn't use that phrase, but that's what he says. The people don't know the Shalom, the ain't kind, Yachal has mean it, the din, the Yachal, and the Acher, it's an enu. Rashi says, what do you mean, I'm glad to pay God to do? What do I have to pay God to do? Who's going to come take me to the Torah? Oh, I'm not going to pay Mr. Katz. He's going to come to the Katz, so I'm going to pay Mr. Rappaport. Every kind who comes to me, I'll say, I'll give you another credit. But the mail is a technical hitcher. At the time, it's a school in a Bacha Loman Shein Loit Tzayvin. Why did they say, you know, this is Loman Shein Loit Tzayvin? There's a high level, which is a high level, the only the only possible tevah. By the kahuna, there is no one tevah. It's the mamash in the tevah. The upper Rashi says, basically, the karol, the tevah shnayis really do express the same thing. The din of lehispik lidulash is tami potter, it's not a carbon copy of the din of a guy to lay to the sun chain. That last quirk of a difference, that one case is the shamsi shem to stay above and the other case is potter legam, right? That is only because of that this very, very external, very, very technical quirk of a difference, that in one case it's the mamash yesh letayvim, and in another case it's the mamash yesh letayvim. This is Shitas Rashi, right? So anyway, whatever. Still can't say without the Gemara. So come to the Gemara, that's just the background. Now come to the Gemara, says, it's ready to take place in the water. This has to be straight out. So come, I told you that everyone here, major founder, everyone minors in YU history, just to the last 25 years of all the crazy things that have gone around around here. So getting back to this story, so comes to Rechid, Amr Rechid, and says, Mazik, Makas Kuna, Osha Ochla, and Father. So I go ahead, let's say I have a Makas Kuna, I have Zola, have a cable, both gifts of the credit, and I don't do it. I go ahead and I eat it myself, or I go ahead and I destroy it. I don't take this Zola, have a cable, throw it into the river, or I go ahead and I cook it up and I eat it. So Zola, I don't know how good that is. You know, it's pretty tasty. The cave, I'm not sure what that is, but the chayayim is pretty good. You know the global the chayayim? The sheep is the tongue, the Gemara says. You eat some sandwich, you eat the chayayim. There are some in Eretz Yisrael where mach and not eat tongue. So they hold it as a tailor. Unless you're a kohen, you shouldn't be getting the tongue altogether. If you're a kohen, you can eat a tongue sandwich. If you're not a kohen, you can eat a shalot gedela on it. But nothing else. So anyway, the guy goes in and eats the tongue sandwich. Goes in and eats the chayayim, goes in and cave. Now, the question is, does he have to pay for it? So come to Kain and take him for the Torah. It says, I want you to pay. Come to Kain and Rechid and says, oh, Father, Mazi, and the Dura, Eichel, Father. Why? Why is he Father? So Kain just says, two reasons he's Father. One reason, because of Mama Jehila Tayman. It means that, why do I have to pay you? I wouldn't give it to you the Mekat, I would give it to you Rabbi Korah. So, Eichel, they said, I have to give you the money. So it's a Mama Jehila Tayman. That's one reason. And the second reason, the Mekat says, the introductory passage to Matas Kudas Israel here we gave up. The Torah starts out with Zeh. What does the Zeh mean? Zeh means like this. It means when the Torah sort of ends, then there's an instant Mitzvah. So the Torah says, ah, the Zeh. The Zeh radio connection is not here anymore. So then there's no Mitzvah Mitzvah, and therefore no one can take you through the Torah. So those are the two Lashonos of the Gemara and the other Mitzvah Kulin. Why is it that Rechid insists that a Mazik and Kudah Oedwan is part of Israel here we gave up? Both of those reasons can carry over to Rashi Zegirot as well. The reason of Momachin Latoyman obviously can carry over, because Rashi Zegirot is also Momachin Latoyman. So they go ahead and Amazig Rashi Zegirot, Amazig Rashi Zegirot, the Chayra, I should be brought in with Momachin Latoyman. And the second reason, should that carry over or not? Zegirot is up to a Gazette. So maybe one could argue that the Zegirot, if you go to the Zegirot, maybe it's just a dip property by Israel Chayyim and Keva. All right, so we have to carry it over to other matters. What's the answer to that dilemma? Maybe we should make this a Svara, that if it's based on Mamash and Tzavim, so it should carry over to Svara. It's based on the Kirsten Kossin. How do you know if it didn't fall over all matters? Maybe it's a big problem by Israel Chayyim and Keva. What's the answer to that question? The very thing. Where's the post commission again? The Vumish. So the next post, the same Pasha. Zeh yeh mishpat ha-kohenim me'eisa al me'eisa b'chei al-zeh ha-kishor b'zeh v'nasal l'chehen ha-drov ha-chayayim ha-kivot v'shif t'gam chavis v'rasham b'tzerah v'rashid yeh t'om chokit t'erah. The Torah puts both mitzvahs in the same possibly the same ha-kdomah of the Zeh. So even if it's based on the Zeh, it's hard to believe that the Zeh is also the Zeh, it's only referring to the first part, the Chor is referring to the whole parasha. So no matter how you slice it, by Matnes Kuhn, the phrase Matnes Kuhn is usually used to describe the Matnes Kuhn, the Matnes Kuhn, so if the din of Zerolachem came to prove that this is true, that Maz Gavichon is Kotor, no matter how high you slice, by what the reason is, it's not that you're carrying up the Rishon again. So Tafa Rashi only quotes the Eftesler. Rashi doesn't quote the Xerxes Kotor. It's an interesting question, where Rashi chose to pick one reason after the other, but we're not going to discuss that right now. Rashi just quotes the simple reason, only the Xerxes Kotor, from the Mamash of the Tevet, and showing the Mamash of the Tevet by Rishon again, the same as it is by Zerolachem. So the end of the day, according to Rashi, two sugars of Yikaron the same. Shini kind of by Rekha Zadeva, Shini kind of by Rishon HaGez, are really basically the same. It really should have been a Chiyuv Tashlumin, either according to the Rosh, or the Tashchiv HaShava, or according to Rambam, whatever, they really the din should have carried on. It should have been a Chiyuv Tashlumin. The Rambam became there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin, and the reason is because of Mamash Emetai. This is how Rashi reads that. If we're invoking the principle of Mamash and Tevin, so we have to think about this principle and really get a better handle on what this principle is all about. Because at the end of the day, it's this cloud of Mamash and Tevin that is explaining, that is we can attribute to the discrepancy between the din of Mashal and Peshach and Gezeilah by Gezeilah and Kantis the Punk of Erishas again, so we really better know what's talking about. We better understand the guidelines and the parameters of this din of Mamash and Tevin. So comes the Gemara Chum that we quoted before, and for two reasons why Nazik Man the Kaluga for Oichla is Potter. One is Mamashel Seger, and the other is the Zed. So comes Tosafot in that Gemara and raised a very simple question. Is there enough to read? Is it a form of reading? We don't really care. They're just two sides of the same coin. So comes Tosafot and says he thinks there's enough to read. He thinks 10 times there's really enough to read, whether you're working with the Spar of Bochin or Tosafot, or whether you're working with the Derek of Kosmo or Zen. What's enough to read? Is there enough to read? Three of Rotation Nishimai. You asked me before. Who asked me that question? You asked me. How come they went ahead and have it non declared? Where did they eat the tongue? And I feel terribly corrupt. So I want to know, I come to the rabbi and say, Rabbi, what should I do? I stole Mr. Cole's tongue sandwich. What should I do? Should I pay him enough? So we rip out the Gemara in the Tatakulin, then Mazi Manakul is proper. So we're not going to make you pay. So the rabbi says, but I know can take this with the interim. He says, but I'm okay, I want to pay. I want to be into the Shema. I don't think Russell will be angry with me. Should I pay or should I not pay? Sometimes he says he thinks it depends. Depends on the interim. If you all that the Corona really chayo, it's just that the Mama Chen of Tavid. Mama Chen of Tavid is in it, who? Very sorry, what Mama Chen of Tavid did is, it's an amazing. Tavid can invoke a chiyo, came in and can invoke a chiyo, and force a chiyo. How can Tavid force a pay? There's no chiyo there. Nobody can take me to the term. You take me to the term. Who can take me to the term? The Mama Chen of Tavid is a sad invasion. Tavid can force a chiyo when there's no chiyo there. Is the chiyo there? The reason why Mazik Man Afula Oichlan is Potter is because Mamet in the Tavid, that means the Beis and Shemaat and I'm talking, the Beis and Shemaat are trying, and I should really pay my taste of the Shemaat. However, since the Beis of the Gzeres of Kostov is there, so what's the Gzeres of Kostov? The Gzeres of Kostov is not just telling me there's a technical course we can't make it pay, the Gzeres is telling me the mitzvah is over, it's done, it's finished, sisters. There's no mitzvah to give money to the Kohen. It's mitzvah to give gas to the Kohen. There's no mitzvah to give money. It's not mitzvah to give gas anymore. But you can give them the colored wall. That's a different thing. But that won't give them to you. Nothing to involve them. You're not going to gain anything by doing it. It's not a kiyum. What Tehiz Nishamayim means that they even can't force you. But the mice, you really should do it because you beat Karan Chayim. You don't say, let's say Tehiz Nishamayim and there's no kiyum to Chua. And Moshul Mada Vedem, when you spoke about this, that only Bezdin can be b'chayit. You're not b'chayit. The reason you go and take fish in life. For what? It's not a key to the shulman k'nas. You give the guy a present. It's very nice. I mean, you're not b'chayit anything. That's what takes to there also. That based on the death, you want to give the credit present because you feel good. It's a mistake. Give the present. But don't think you're going to need your reward because you're going to take fish in life. But if you go with the first halach, Obama Shem of Tzayit, Obama Shem of Tzayit would mean that Mamash and the Tayyib means that basically the Chuya, it's just that there's a base in Jan of Tayyib. That's what Tayyib presents. Who disagrees with Tayyib, Sister Bessie? Which Rishon disagrees with Tayyib? That was the Ran Mahdi Mamash and the Tayyib. Look around. Mamash and the Tayyib does not mean that it's a technical quirk that they can get forced to heal. Mamash and the Tayyib is much more basic, much more fundamental to the whole nature of mitzvah rishis again. So Chayra wanted to raise this question about this mitzvah of Mamash and Zerulah Chayim Kev, which is the Kaviyot rishis. This din of Zerulah Chayim Kev and this din of rishis again, what's the nature of this mitzvah? So we already touched on this problem when we started off the sugya. Remember we started off the sugya with saying that Mamash Kehuna is not exactly Gezeilah. Not the real thing, not exactly the same as Gezeilah. Mamas Gehuna is a funny type of an entity of Halacha because it really sounds like it's crossing over state lines. There are two types of mesinah. Sometimes it's a din mesinah, which is really it's a shlum in the Rama Chaveh, right? A din of Mamas, a din of Cheshiv Yeshvot. I break your window, I have to tell you. You have mitzvah, of course, mitzvah. If you have bracha, I break your window. Come to the baseball bat and I break your window. Now would you say, okay, so Bezdin says I have to pay. So before I hand you the money, I say, Baruch Hashem Hashem, Kiki Shalom, it's Bezdin, it's Timanu, the Shalom, the Shlomo Yadav. Doesn't sound good. which is saying this is Shuvas Kavanah. Hashem Yichud Nitzchim to bring her before I do this. Resemble not so much pure chesed mishpah, but they're closer in the realm to what? To mitzvah. The mitzvah of chesed mishpah, the mitzvah of kishah, the mitzvah of bris milah. There's a mitzvah of pidyon haben. Tacha, before I give the money to the kohen, I have to make a bracha shekid shem that says for our pidyon haben. Pidyon haben, is that closer to chesed mishpah, or is that closer to paying for a broken window? So somehow has elements of both. On the one hand, it looks like a religious act. Given on this day and in this way and in this way, the whole protocol. You won't find the page in the article here that dedicated to how to perform paying back for a broken window. It's not a religious thing. Take the money out of your pocket and hand it to him with a broken kind of no broken. But pigeon of Ben is a religious act. Pigeon of Ben is like Bismillah. Pigeon of Ben is a religious act. We have these kind of mitzvahs that are somewhere in the middle. Like the mitzvah of Messinas. The mitzvah of gracious a guest with me. What is that? Is that the shlumen? Is that the Torah says I have a monetary obligation to support the claim? The Torah gives us to do that? Or is that fundamentally religious obligation? So the number must come to mitzvah of Torah, to mitzvah nature. The mitzvah of Torah is take the money and give it to the claim. But it's not really dinim mamdus. It's closer to your day than it is to chesed mishpah. Comes around and says that's exactly the Nekuda that the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that a mazik mat lekuhuna on potter the Gemara is really saying should the mazik mat lekuhuna be chayav a potter, it really depends on the nature of mat lekuhuna. Mat lekuhuna primarily cheshen mishpat, but it's not lekuhuna primarily yerdeh. If it's primarily chesed mishpat, what's it halacha be? That's even if Kohen has his chus and dinim amidus on the reish of the gaz on the zorach hayam and keva. That's like you, I'm breaking his window. So the eichel, I'm a gaz, and I'm pleased to say. So if malakun is primarily chesed mishpat, then tach I should be the chus to me. If zorach hayam and keva and reish of the gaz are primarily your idea, it's a mitzvah to sina, it's not really chesed mishpat, then what should the din be? Why? What are we going to put into today? Well, what should I do with that? So I ate Talmud. So what do you want me to do? What should I do? What mitzvah should I do with that? You give me the Talmud, tell me that here. What should I do? Check. But I'm not going to be able to do this. So what should I do with that Talmud? So you give me the Talmud, stuff I can't do anything. To pay him cash out of my pocket, so that would be tantamount to say, let's say, I got to get these matzah. You know, I'm sorry, Zerush, I didn't eat these matzah this year. I forgot to make a seder. I'll give you it cost me $20 to buy a box of matzahs, I'll give you $20. I'll give the Moshe donation $20. That's what matzahs mean. It's nice, but you like the shulman. But what does that do to the chilchot? If the nature of the mitzvah of Reish Tegez and the Tzina Zorach Yad Kiv, the mitzvah of the Tzina, the mitzvah is not enough of it, the mitzvah of Yerideya, it's going to be Tashlumah. Tashlumah is ridiculous. Shaykh, a certain book of Tashlumah. So says the Ram, that's what the Gemara is making. That's a chizdus. Omer chizdus. Ma'adi maskula shal achos potter. The chizdus taking a stand on this takira. Taking a stand on the nature of Zorach Yad Kiv. The nature of Zorach Yad Kiv is not such a chizdus. Rather, it's your day. And therefore, if it doesn't exist anymore, so what are you going to do? How did Rav Chisda know that it's true? How did Rav Chisda know that Zerul Achayam and Keva is your day and not Cheshire Mishpah? What's the answer by saying? It can't be Cheshire Mishpah. What can it be Cheshire Mishpah? It's so fundamentally, drastically different than Cheshire Mishpah. What Shavuot expresses in the most distinct form, how different it is than Cheshire Mishpah? What cloud, what fundamental principle that's true by Israel Hanukkah is not true by Cheshire Mishpah? Show that it's not Cheshire Mishpah. No, right back. Mama and Shein Lai Taivin. What do you mean Cheshire Mishpah? Who's Cheshire Mishpah? Who do I owe the money? Who do I owe the race against me? There's a Kayin that has a tzvi on me. When I break your window, you're the violence. So you have a tzvi on me. That's Cheshire Mishpah. Mama and Shein Lai Taivin, by definition, is not Cheshire Mishpah. Splinter bound Ravishai, Moman Shimma Tobit is not the Wat, but it's the Wat. Moman Shimma Tobit is not the Wat, but it's the Wat. There you go, Sam. Been in the Shia for a while. Moman Shimma Tobit is not the Siva for why Amr Chizdim Abi, not a Spinner Flosser. Moman Shimma Tobit is the Sibin that's the nature of Matis Kehuna. From the fact that Matis Kehuna is a Moman Shimma Tobit, that means for God, you see, Klor from Dan Abokh, from Mamashim Latoybin, that it can't be Cheshimish, but it's not Shayach to Cheshimish, that's Shayach to Teshlumin. So what must it be? If it's not Teshlumin, so why do you have to give it? So Rabbi, what do I have to do it for? If I'm not Chayim and Cheshimish, so what do I have to do? What's the answer? Because you're a day of the Chayim to do it, because it's a mitzvah satir of eating matzah. Of a Zoy, it's a mitzvah satir of eating matzah, but there's no Teshlumin to that. So according to the Ran, Rav Chisda is a totally different mahal, completely different. Amar Rav Chisda, Mazik Matatuna Sha'achas Vat in my time in Mamash and Atoibin. In my time it doesn't mean what's the reason for the din. In my time it means what's the proof in a sense that Rav Chisda is right. How do you know that that's true? There is a reason why you fall through is because it's not only a Kutin, it's not a din of Teshim, it's not a din of Teshim. By time of Hechit, they said that's true. The Chizda Mamashim Atoibin is a proof that that's true. So both Tais and Iran had a read the phrase Mamashim Atoibin, but they read it two totally different ways. First is read Mamashim Atoibin the Tam as Omer. You should have been Chayav, and now you're part of because Mamashim Atoibin, because never we can't enforce it. According to Iran, it's not true. According to Iran, that's before Chizda Talibin. It comes out now, this Chachir that Iran has presented to us, it's the nature of Matnes Kehuna, is it basically Cheshimishma, is it basically Yerdea? What's the answer by Tais and Machlech, you don't know? Says in Iran. According to Tais, really, in theory, there is a din Cheshimishma in Matnes Kehuna. I really am Chayef to the Kehanim. It's just that we can't pinpoint a particular Kehanim, so Nebuch, no one can force me to pay. But the Ikaron is a din of Cheshimishma, the nature of Matnes Kehuna, primarily a chayiv to the Shevet HaKahuna. I'm a chayiv to give the gas to the Shevet HaKahuna. I'm a chayiv to give the Zohar Chemikev to the Shevet HaKahuna. That's a chayiv in Cheshim Mishpat, I'm a chayiv in Dinim Lominus. Hoppas, and I go ahead and I'm deficient, and I go ahead and I don't fulfill this chayiv, and I go ahead and I eat the Zohar Chemikev, or I'm a shan of the race of the gas. Now, Tafas, and there's a school who's going to force you to pay, they're going to have trouble enforcing the seal. They're going to be in a pickle. They're not going to be able to enforce the seal. There's never going to be a machine that says it. But the Ikaron is Cheshim Mishpat according to Texas. According to the Ranei, Mamashim HaTayvim means that it's fundamentally not Cheshim Mishpat. Mamashim HaTayvim proves that it's not Cheshim Mishpat. It's your day, pure into the essence. Therefore, Mazik is going to be fun. Right after middle of Dina, between Tais and Iran, the Kamina is the Latesha de Shemayim. According to Tais, you can discuss Latesha de Shemayim. According to the Iran, you can't even get the first base about Latesha de Shemayim. What do you mean Latesha de Shemayim? Who? What? Who is? But Iran, what are you going to fulfill by taking money out of your pocket and handing it to the Kamina? You went in and you ate a tongue sandwich. You come to the Tongue and you see a tongue sandwich go for $15. So what are you going to do? You take $15 and hand it to the Kamina. Yeah, $15 in there. What are you going to fulfill exactly, Dr. Ron? You're going to fulfill the mitzvah to see the rest of the yes, the mitzvah to your tongue, not to your cash. You're going to fulfill it in Teshlumin? There is no Teshlumin. So why bother doing it? Just keep the money for yourself. Give the money to yourself. What are you going to prepare for? There's no key to use that on the same mission. So the Kabbalah is deemed to be placed in Iran as to what exactly was meant in her sister's statement of Maman She'en Matai. This is the original Moshe we gave to Pitch Rabban. Pitch Rabban is also not so special. Pitch Rabban. Fundamentally, be the moment, and the best fundamentally is going to happen. So, who remembers the question? Which one is it, guys?
To
fix the mouth?
So, this one? Not kill up? Comes to be our question, what are you talking about? Says the Gra. You can't be about the Chayvah and the Shaliach. So the Gemara, not only can you say a whole based on a shaliach, but someone can be parei yachav yadat. If I owe somebody 100 dollars and Ruben comes and pays off my chav, it's a chav parua. The Gemara says someone can do pidur about without even knowing about it. So the Rama holds that pidur then is not pidur on the chav, it's a mitzvah. So in the realm of mitzvahs, you have to figure out, is there a din of shlitz or not? If some mitzvahs do have shlitz, others don't. It's a shiva gufa, not the gufa, then you have to figure out why should there then be one of those mitzvahs that's not being for shiva. Some mitzvahs aren't. Others aren't. So I can appoint the shaliach to bring a korban pesach for me. I can't appoint the shaliach, it's still wrong for me. So you have to figure out work very hard to figure out why the Rama thought that pidur then is close to the shiloh than it is to a korban pesach. That's a lot of work on that Rama. But we see Karam, the Rama is working with the idea that it's basically a mitzvah. Hashem, again, according to the Gra, got a mitzvah b'chal, but even shlichus, you don't need parsha. Even the Buddha did a parsha shlichus, you could be parei achoy b'nei shliach, because you don't need it as a bialim, it's not a mice in a sphina, and you can pay off the chali for you. So, you find that a lot of mitzvahs kibuna, a lot of mitzvahs kibuna, you find this tension between is it fundamentally or a chagir there, or is it fundamentally chay shi mishma.
Isn't the Rama assuming that the mitzvah rish that is
on the gate itself, once the gate is gone.
No, so you're saying,
right?
I'm
saying that
it's
not the
shulchan,
because once
the gate
is
open,
it's
open. But isn't it possible that the mitzvah is on the
gabra
to give
gate
to the...
Yeah, but it's not the gate anymore, it's ready to be nishtar, once it's
ready to be nishtar,
it's ready to be
nishtar. The gabra on the bridge that gate that
he actually... So how about the right side? So we know the din here is the reason why Manasuna Ochon is part of this, because Manasuna is going to place Moshe Shul Tov is one connotation, going to Iran, Moshe Shul Tov has a very, very different connotation. So this is an important Hagdama for us. We're not learning Zerul Chem and Keva, we're learning Rishas again. We're not really learning Rishas again, we're learning Maruba. So comes the Gemara Shas, the Lohistic, little Loh, these messages got on the schedule. So Lohistic, little Loh, Ashit Sabwe is Potter, Rashi says, look, the reason why it's Potter is because Moshe Shul Tov is. So hopefully we have to figure out, okay, so now the Rashi made the jump and said the reason why Potter Lakami is because the Moshe Shul Tov is. Which Mamash and Atayvan is Rashi working with? Is Rashi working with Tosis understanding of Mamash and Atayvan? That Pikaroni Rebbe Chaim is just a thing to stand aside? Or does Mamash and Atayvan mean like Iran? Iran's understanding of Mamash and Atayvan. So he's just for tomorrow, try to figure out what exactly is the nature of this halacha of Mamash and Atayvan that Rashi has invoked in our Suya is the closest.